To get a feel on what's happening across the country, listen to Viewpoints. For reports, interviews, and documentaries on politics, arts and culture, the environment, housing, and more. Thanks to 30 journalists stationed in the Canadian provinces and territories. Local news nationwide. Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM and streaming online at cjsf.ca.
We would do anything for our kids. What parent wouldn't? I'm just glad they're still so young, so we can speak in code in front of them. But they must wonder why we're always camping.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Mississippi. Yes, we have an hour now of Mississippi music, the southern U.S., a state of roughly 3 million people currently, and I'm going to just play you some background blues music just to keep this whole thing rolling along, this train chugging a little bit. Yes, so we started off with a classic, and it doesn't get more classic than that one. That one's a won a Grammy Award. It's basically a kind of archival. Yeah, it won an award, let's say. It's a classic by the Mississippi Shakes called Sitting on Top of the World. That's 1930 when that came out. And that's, yeah, so some old Delta Blues. That band was was real great. Real great. And just keep talking because I lost my information about them, but that's okay. We'll find it one day. Yes, Mississippi Shakes. That's S-H-E-I-K-S. I just realized a band called Alabama Shakes. Probably sort of steal their name on purpose. But yeah, Mississippi Shakes. It's 100 years old, that stuff. And yeah, really good quality for the era. 1920s and 30s, that band. And Delta Blues, by the way, is from the north of Mississippi. They say the place where blues music originally came from. But some people now claim that blues music rightfully came from West Africa. And a lot of people, West Africans, making blues in the U.S., incorporated older African elements, including stringed instruments and guitar, into what became American or African-American blues. So anyway, it's complicated to say where it really came from, but let's say American Delta blues, American blues came from the north of Mississippi. I thought the Delta was where the Mississippi drains into the Gulf of Mexico, but no, it's the north of Mississippi, and that's where this band that we heard came from, Bolton, Mississippi, the Mississippi Shakes. And yes, it's a place where until the 1930s, when there was a great migration of African Americans leaving the Mississippi Delta region, the whole province, actually, province state of Mississippi was majority African American. So yeah, huge part of the culture there is their culture, well, African American culture, and then the music they've brought, and now spread across the world, fantastic blues stuff. So next we're going to hear a new artist, Cedric Burnside, who is keeping that old sound alive. And Cedric Burnside is the grandson of R.L. Burnside, who we'll also hear a bit later on, who was a later generation Delta blues artist in the 80s and 90s. Wasn't discovered until he was in his later years, and then passed away in the early 2000s. But yes, Cedric Burnside, keeping R.L. Burnside, his grandpa's music going. It's from Holly Springs, Mississippi. And we're going to hear music from his new album, which came out this June 2021. I Be Trying here, Cedric Burnside, on Wandering Rhythms Radio. Look down
in a freeze. We ready, boo? All right. Not
yeah, punk rock there from Oxford, Mississippi. Oxford, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a band called The Neckbones. The Neckbones were a garage punk band from 1994 to 2001 and currently perform live sporadically and spasmatically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a, well, maybe an unusual sound from Mississippi, but, you know, there's a whole bunch of different stuff going on there, not just blues, although blues is fantastic, world-renowned. Yes, that song, by the way, was called 64 Days there by the Neckbones. The album from 1999, The Lights Are Getting Dim. And before that, piece of punk, we heard a lovely 1968 sunshine pop band called Eternity's Children. That was from their self-titled album, yes, 1968, Mrs. Bluebird. And yeah, the kind of good old days of the 60s, that stuff was happening everywhere. It seems kind of like pan-global. And yeah, a very sweet little message even within the YouTube video, written by Bruce Blackman, who in the comments section it says, "I remember the night I wrote this song like it was yesterday. I was in a motel room in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and it was right before we left for California. Three members of the group, Johnny Walker himself, Bo Wagner, and me, later formed the group Starbuck." So yeah, it's cool, nostalgic for their old band, Eternity's Children. And we started off that set with Cedric Burnside, new heir to North Mississippi's blues music. Yes, he calls himself technically the Mississippi Hill Country Blues. And yeah, singer-songwriter, guitar player, Cedric Burnside, from his new album, the title track, I Be Trying. And that was kind of knocked me over because it was so beautiful. And yeah, that song, very nice title track. New album came out this June, and yeah, he's twice Grammy nominee, so wishing him luck with the upcoming Grammys. And that's blues still going strong. We're gonna hear next from the North Mississippi All-Stars from Hernando, Mississippi, a band mixing rock and blues and founded way back in 1996. And they have a brand new album coming out next year called Set Sail. And we're going to hear the first single from that album called Set Sail, Part 1. The North Mississippi All-Stars right here on Wandering Rhythms, traveling through the music of Mississippi. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. Water may rise.
set sail. We may have to move again, but we shall prevail. The water may rise again, but we shall set sail.
Am I really winning? Am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I really carrying out the plan that I had planned out before I ever linked up with any label?
I ain't no rapper no more. That label don't fit in my crown. I never fit in no crowd. I'm sick of sticking around. I'm finna drift in the clouds. Mountain no lip is bound. No, I don't belong on no list. Gimmicks was never my style. I gave y'all several discs. Gave you the drip and the drought. Gave you the keys to the game. Most never figured it out. Rocking unlimited crowds. Reaching all demographics. And rappers was selling you coke. I was just giving you classics. I never had a chain. No, I just own all my masters. I never went by the book. But I could quote all the chapters. I know the before and afters. Lies in the golden statues. The idols they told you would make you whole. But it's so unnatural. Soul is eternal. The gun is a weapon. So is a journal. You war with flesh and blood. I'm beefing with Dante's Inferno. Rappers don't get involved. This one here just does not concern you. Blast from a different bomb. Glass of truth splash with a swig of songs. With faith, size of a seed that you can fit in your palms. Cast mountains into the sea. If the doubt ain't leading you wrong, but feeding you what you need, you just think I'm singing a song.
Own label. Is there a bunch of hype there? No, it's not. And that's totally fine. Because I'm a grown-up and I'm a true artist and it's totally cool. And everything ain't about hype. It's not. You understand what it is when you're taking them steps in towards your path of success and not what somebody else wants you to do.
Would you be opposed to signing to a major label?
I don't know.
I don't know. Man, do I believe in myself? Maybe too much. But what's wrong with that?
All of that loving is fake. Purely infatuation. They don't want to let you be great. They rather cancel your greatness. Shovel the dirt in your name. Seeing you fall is amazing. They get some satisfaction. The internet giveth and take. If you ain't been broken a minute, now you a minute from breaking. Popular people don't make mistakes. You are clearly mistaken. Life of the rich and famous. Come with the territory. People will write you in and when you just want to share your story. And I've had my share of glory. Trust me, the feeling is fleeting. Niggas who never had it, the only ones feel that they need. The cycle keep getting repeated. When will they ever learn? The fire that's living inside you, you gotta let it burn. You gotta let it burn, or you gotta let it burn. You only get one life, you don't get a second turn. Consider that lesson learned. The second the check is earned. Gotta decide, gotta your private director you serve. Christ or a revenue curve. How do we bend in the black? Something from nothing, you looking at the inventors of that. Times are changing. We no longer sit in the back of hip-hop's hours until we say that we finished with that.
For the record. Label.
Man, I'm such a not like everybody else type of person and refuse to just do things the way that everybody else doing for fame. But that's so damn lame to me. Any nigga who do that, I would ever, I'd be like, more power to you. But I just don't got that in my soul.
Like a dream.